So towards the end of last year, we were discussing whether there is a difference between a wife holding a candle for Abdallah for her husband and holding the Samim, where Lamaisa, it seems like there is a difference. But let's just go back. I left off looking at the Sugava Shoshanim. There are a few pages that he had on the topic. So let's just summarize and go a little bit more in detail about this issue than where we left off, and then we'll go weiter from there. We had noted that Piskei Tshuva and Sifkatam Gimel quotes from the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu that one spouse is not allowed to hold a candle for the other spouse to either light a flame from or to smoke tobacco from. And the Yad Eliyahu brings a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin that this relates to the Hevel, the steam connecting between the two individuals. So let's just take a look at that Mishnah directly and what the raya is and how that applies to other cases. So the Mishnah in Machshirin, Parakei Mishnah Yiralis, says as follows: Ha'isha Shahayu Yadeha Tahoros. A woman whose hands are tahoros. Actually, let me bring this up on the screen. Okay. Ha'isha shahayu yadeha tahoros u'magisa b'kedera tameya. So you have a woman whose hands are tahor, and she's stirring a pot, which is itself tamei. So she's tahora, the pot is tamei. Im hiziu yadeha tameos. If her hands are sweating, then they become tamei. So she is tahora, she's stirring a tamei pot. If her hands are sweating, they become tamei. And then the opposite case, hayu yadeha tameos, magisa b'gider tahora. If her hands are tameos and she is stirring a pot that is tahora, imiziu yada hakidera tamea. If her hands sweat, then the kadera becomes tamea. So in either direction, whether she is tahora and the kadera is tamea, or whether she is tamea and the kadera is tahora, if her hands are sweating while she's stirring, the kadera or her hands, whichever one is tahor, becomes tamea. Says the Bar Tanura, imiziu yadaha, may hevel hakadeir, if her hands are sweating from the steam of the pot, nitmu yadeha ki'ilu naga b'mashka sheb b'kadeira. So then her hands become tame, because the fact that there is this hevel, there is this steam, it's as if she touches the liquid directly. So the hevel is mechaber, as if it was the liquid touching itself. So that is the source for the Piskei Tshuva's citation of this Tshuva's Yad Eliyahu, that you're not allowed to hold a candle for someone to light a candle from, or for your spouse to light a cigarette from, because the Hevel is Mechaber. So we noted last time that Rav Moshe says that this Yad Eliyahu is not relevant to the question of holding a Havdalah candle. And let's just read what Rav Moshe writes in Sinai together. Chelek beiz yoredei simin pei gimel ubedavar im muter lebaila levarech birkas maori haish vilihanas mina or kishe ishto nida mechazekas ner havdala near pashut shaleka iser bazet deladami lemash yisa piskei tshuva mishuvas yad aliyo she aser lebaila lehalik hatabak olachanim asa b'neir shemechazekas biyada. Right, there are three cases that Piskei Tshuva discussed. One, lighting the candle from the candle. Number two, lighting a cigarette. And number three, getting warmth from the candle. Dehasam humitam shekasav shehevel mechaber haner shemachzekas biyada liyada shemachambava. There, the reason is that the steam is mechaber the candle to the hands, by lakas atabak vaner huvade chibur, vein sarech laraya mea bar tenura, ella lechimum hayadayim. That's true, even without the comment of the Bar Tanura that the Hevel is mechaber the Zeya to the Mashke. The Gam Rakish Ika Zeya may Hevel Kamifush Bar Tanura Sham Ublay Zeya Ula Yesh Lahatur Gam Mechan Yodav. So there we're talking about where there is Hevel, where there is steam. If there's no steam, maybe it's all mutter anyway. Avalehanas may or shalaner shalaka shum chibur vade mutter. So in the case of holding the Abdullah candle, there's no chibur, there's no real connection between the Nair and the person standing next to it, and therefore there should not be an Isser. So that's why Ramosha says that there's no problem with a wife holding the Abdullah candle for the benefit of the husband. In the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Kafhei Se'if Ches, he quotes from a Chuvas Beis Yisrael, which is a Hasidic Sefer I'm not so familiar with, that the Yeshuvas based Yisrael in Simon Yutes initially was inclined to be Matir holding the Havdalah candle because, he writes, there's no Chashash Negia. We're not concerned that by holding the Havdalah candle, one spouse is going to touch the other. But then he points out the following. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchas Areach in Aruch Chaim Simon Reish Yud Zayin Se'if Dalet, Paskins based on a Rambam, Erechayim Reish Yud Zayin Se'if Dalet, that you're not allowed to smell the besamim of an erva. You can't smell the besamim of an erva. Why? They still say, quote, a few reasons, but the Beis Yosef quotes from the Avud Raham, that the concern is, Shema Yavo Lidei Neshika, that if you're going to smell the besamim of an erva, of one of the arayis, you may come to Neshika, or you may come to Kiruv Basa. Okay, so that's Besam Shel Erva. The Mishabura there quotes from the Birka Yosef, Mishabura Sivkatan Tezayin, that this din of Besam Shel Erva doesn't apply only to generic arayas, but applies to Ishtonid as well. Then you're not allowed to smell the Besamim of Ishtonida, lest you come to Nishika or Kiruv Basar. Okay, so the Tshuvas Beis Yisrael says, if that's the case, that you're not allowed to smell the besamim of your wife who's anida because you may come to Negia, and the din is when it comes to Avdallah, in Simon Reish Sadi Ches Arachayim, that you have to be close to the flame in order to benefit from the flame. So if we're concerned that smelling the besamim of Ishtonidus Asir because I may come to Kirov, even though you can smell besamim from a further distance. So it should definitely be true when it comes to benefiting directly from the light that's being held right next to you, the candle being held right next to you. It has to be next to you in order to benefit from the light. So that should be us as well. Maybe that's going to lead to a chashash negir, chashash Kirov. So says this Tshuvas Beis Yisrael. And then he says that there's a remez to this in the pasuk in Parsha Shmini. The pasuk says, "Lavdiel bein ha-kodesh uvein achol uvein ha-tameh uvein ha-tahor." So he says, when you're being mavdil bein kodesh achol, when you're making avdallah, you have to be mavdil bein ha-tameh uvein ha-tahor. So you have to be mavdil from ishtanida, that you shouldn't be too close to her to benefit directly from the avdallah candle if she is holding it. Okay. So that's his Beis Yisrael. But then the Sugaba Shoshanim quotes from Rav Nyman, who was the Belzer Dayan in Montreal, who passed away a few years ago, that even if you're going to be Machmer like this Beis Yisrael, it's only relevant if there is other light in the room and you're making Avdallah. As if there's other light in the room, then you have to be close to the candle in order to benefit from the candle. But if the other lights in the house are off when you make Havdalah, then you can benefit from the Havdalah candle from a greater distance. And in that case, it would be mutter, even according to the Beis Yisrael, for the wife to hold the Havdalah candle for the benefit of the husband. Then the Sugaba Shoshanim says, as far as Besamim goes, that the concern of not smelling besamim would be for the same reason that we have in Hilchos Birchos Areach, that it may lead to Negiah or Kiruv. So there also, if the if the wife is going to hold the besamim right next to the husband, that should be usher. But if it's such that you could smell the besamim from far away, then he thinks maybe it should be mutter. But I think generally speaking, it's hard to smell the besamim adequately from a distance. And my impression is that the more accepted minhag olam is like Rav Moshe to be makel on the Avdalah candle, but to be machmir on besamim, that the wife should not hold the besamim for the benefit of the husband. Okay. So we were talking about the isurim of Hoshata and Zrika. So one final note on that. Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Gimel. Let's take a look inside. Piskei Tshuva in Sifkatan Gimel. Quote from the Tashbates. Ayin Tashbates Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches. Obit Simen Reish Lamed. Shakasav. The mutter litol miyada hatinok mishum dechai no seyitz atzmo, that you're allowed to take a baby from your wife because chai no seyitz atzmo v'hi eina osa klum ela hatinok atzmo hu yotzei mechik imo hu ba el aviv, because when you take the baby from your wife, she's not doing anything. The baby on his own is coming from the wife to the husband. Okay, so there are the Piskei Tshuva was quoting two tshuvas of the Tashbates. The first one, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Ches, just says that you're allowed to extend a baby from spouse to spouse because of Chai Noseis Atzmo. And then in Simen Reish Lamed, the Lashon of the Tashbates is V'hi eina osa klum, elatinak atzmo hu yose mecheik imo, uba lecheik aviv. And then the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Magen Avraham that the din of chai noseis atzmo is only when it comes to a tinok or a baby or a kid that can walk on his own, but there's no concept of chai noseis atzmo by a younger child who's incapable of walking on his own. So Yoruch HaShulchan here raises, I'm sorry?
Would this apply for a pet also, like a cat or a dog or something?
So Chai Noseis Atzmo would, but we'll see in a moment that we're not really talking about Chai Noseis Atzmo in the classic sense. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan raises over here in Sifkatan Hey, that what does Chai Noseis Atzmo have to do with anything? Chai Noseis Atzmo we have in Masechet Shabbos in the context of Hotzah. So Tosos writes, Sadi Dalam and Aleph and Shabbos, Diva Maskel Shachai, that the notion of Chai Noseis Atzmo is relevant in the context of Hotzah because of Dumya Demlechas HaMishka. So that's an exclusion to the Isser Daraisa of Hotzah because that's not Dumya Demlechas HaMishka. But what does that have to do with Kol HaTorah Kula? Chai Noseis Atzmo is not a Kol HaTorah Kula halacha. It's a Melechas Shabbos definition. So Rabbi Eider suggests that maybe Chai Noseis Atzmo here is simply a borrowed term. That all we mean to say is that if the baby is able to walk on his or her own, then the spouse giving over the baby is not really doing anything because the baby's going on his own. So Rabbi Eider says that that's true. That's really only relevant in the case that the Tashbates emphasizes, where the kid is jumping from one set of arms to the other on his own, and there isn't really anything done between husband and wife. But the mashmos of the Tashbates is not that way. The mashmos of the Tashbates is that it applies across the board to any case of a baby being transferred. So Rav Ozner points out in Shevet Alevi Chele Beis Simen Sadi Beis, Shevet Alevi Chele Beis Simen Sadi Beis, that the Tashbeis should not be relied upon lalach at all, even for a kid that could walk on his own, because, he says, the Tashbeis is lishitaso. We saw last time the Tashbeis holds
that there's no Isser Zerika at all, as we saw in the Rambam. So Lishitasa, there's no Isser Zerika. If you're allowed to throw, so then you can you could pass a kid from one spouse to the other. But we all that there is an Isser Zerika, so the Tashbeis doesn't get off the ground. And that is the more accepted tzak. But Rabbi Willig has kula here that he thinks you could be makel to extend a baby from one spouse to another lechachila, but see if the following factors. Number one, a baby has a din of a chola. Number two, you have chaynosei efatzmo, even if we don't fully understand the application over here. Number three, there's a sakana. If you're not going to be able to pass the baby safely, then you could end up putting the baby in danger. If you put the baby on the car trunk and your wife picks it up, something could happen in the interim. And number four, that there's a busha factor, which again, in and of its own, is not a reason lakula when it comes to archakos, but could be a tziruf together with other factors. So for that reason, Rabbi Willig is comfortable being nakel across the board to pass a baby from spouse to spouse. And for the same reason, he's nakel on carrying a baby carriage together. Even Rabbi Eider acknowledges that where there's a situation of great difficulty, you could be nakel to carry a carriage together if the husband is carrying the front end and the wife is carrying the back end, or vice versa. So as we discussed last time, Rav Moshe writes that you could entertain that carrying a heavy object together is not going to lead to kurva, and maybe he should be mutter, even though the maisa, he says it's us because that's our orientation to be machmir on our chakos. But Rabbi Eider says that if there's a major tzorech, then you could be makel if they hold it on different sides. And that's what I told you to see in Rav Sternbach's tshuva, chelek aleph simin tav kuf beis, chelek aleph simin tav kuf beis, that he also says that in Svara you could have entertained that carrying a heavy object together is mutter, even though lemaisa it's appropriate to be machmir. But when it comes to a baby carriage, if there's another option of having someone else carry it, that's better. Or if you don't need to carry it, that's better. But where there's a major tzorech, so then he says you can carry it bishinoi together. Find some other solution. And you need two people with a shinoi, and it's heavy, and it's not the rechiba. Yesh lemekel amal lismach. Okay. But as Rabbi Willig points out, that between what, in his opinion, you could be makel on putting something in a pocketbook and transferring a baby and carrying a baby carriage together, that will eliminate over 90% of any potentially embarrassing or publicly embarrassing situations related to archakos. Okay, let's move on now to Sif Gimel, the din of Kara Achas and Shulchan Achas, the beginning of Archakos, related to Achila. So the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Let's scroll down. Lo Yochel Hazav im Azava v'nei Hergal Avera. That Azav and Zava may not eat together because of Hergal Avera, says Rashi. Lo Yochel Azav im Azava kol shekein tarim Azava. So, Azav and Zava can't eat together. Kol shekein, someone who's Tar can't eat together with the Zava. Mimnei hergal aveira. Mimnei shemitoch she misyachdin yavo livol zava kishi bakari. So if they're going to be misyachi together or have some form of a closeness, then they may end up violating an iser karis. Okay, so the precise geder of this iser lo yochal azav mezava is not really clear from the Mishnah. However, we saw the Gemara in a little bit later on Daf Yugimel, equates this din to Shulchan Echad by Basar V'Chalav. A few lines on the top. Tanya, Shimon Lazar Omer, Barayek Hecha and Peretz Atar Bisrael, Shalosh Anina Leyochel Atar Metumeya, Leyochel Hazav Imazav Nehergal Vera, Kayotse Bo Leyochel Zav, Paro Shimzav Amaretz, Shema Yergilenu Etzlo, etc. In other words, says he Bailu. Nida Mashatishan and Baila, he was Bigda, who was Bigda. Arav Yosef Toshma, Ha'ov Olam Magvina Lashocham Eno Nechal, Dibre Bishamai, Vesel Omer Lohovel Nechal. Shani Hazan Lakadeus, Akanam Yustabra, Hecha de Ikadeus, Shani. Sani Seifa, the din of Shnei Achsanoim, Ochel Mashalchan Echad, Zachel Basar, Zachel Gvina, Ein Choshishin. I Vlav Imarla, Amr of Hanan, Ver Ami, Amr Shula, Shanalash, Ein Makirin Zaza, Makirin Zaza, Sur, Machanam, Makirin Zaza, Nino, Achiasa, Hasam Deus Ika, Shinu Lacha. Laka, hacha ikadeos v'ika shinoi. Hacha being by Otsamita, Rashi says shinoi here ika shinoi she'ein darach lishan el v'kir basar, and here it's hubibigdo v'hi bibigdo. Okay, and then the Gemara has a second lashon, but it's not clear. The maskana from this Gemara is not very clear what the maskana is as far as the Isser Shulchan Echad b'Nida. The Gemara invokes a comparison of Shulchan Echad by Basar V'Chalav to Hu B'Bigda V'Hi B'Bigda when it comes to Ishta Nida, but it's not really clear when all the dust settles what the Geder of Shulchan Echad is when it comes to Hilchas Nida. So this is a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Isuri Bia Halacha Yud Ches, Perek Aleph Isuri Bia Halacha Yud Ches, writes as follows. Let's get it on the screen. Okay. Asel Adam Shayidbak the Ishtab is Shivas Yam in the Kiyam Elu. Afavishi Bixuso Hubuxuso. Velo Yikra Velo Yigaba Filbas Victano. Velo Yochal Ima Bakar Achas. So the extent of any Isser of eating together, according to the Rambam, is an Isser of Kara Achas. You're not allowed to eat from the same plate. No Isser Shulchan Echad, just Kara Achas. And that's the Ravitz HaSaga there. Kasa Ravitzal, Anunogim Afilo Shulchan Echad, V'chein Kasa V'Vachazal. No, Ravitz has a minhag is to Asser not only Kara Achas, but even Shulchan Echad. But for the Rambam, the Isser is limited to the same plate. Now, within that sheet of the Rambam, there's a Sab Machlokis Rishonim, what the reason for the Isser is. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes, in pages Kuf Mem Beis to Kuf Mem Gimel, that the Ashlama has a lashon that the reason that Kara Achas is Aser is because of Hergal Aveira. And the Or Zeruah in Simon Shin Samich has a lashon
that there's a requirement of Shinoi, that you have to eat in a different fashion than you normally eat. And nafkamina, if you normally eat bikara achas. If you always eat bikara achas, you need a shinoi, then that's going to be aser. If you don't normally eat bikara achas, if you don't normally eat, sorry, the other way around, that if you normally eat bikara, actually that could go both ways. Okay, scratch that for the moment. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Rambam, that the Isser exists only Bekar Achas, so there's no Isser B'Shulchan Achas. Most Rishonim assume, no, that the Isser applies even on the same table on different plates. Rashba, for example, by Yizayin, the beginning of Shar Beis, on page Gimel Amid Beis, Bedape HaTaras HaBayis, so he assumes, the Rashba assumes, that the Isser is Shulchan Achas, because the Gemara's comparison and Daf Yud Gimel of Hu B'Bigdo, Hi B'Bigdo, Mita Achas to Shulchan Echad applies L'Maskana, and therefore there's an issue of eating on the same table, just like you can't have Basar or Of Bigvina on the same table. Now, is that the Ikara Din? Or is that Misha Minuk? So the Rashba sounds like it's Mikra Adin. And the Ravid that we read a moment ago, the lesson of the Ravid was Anunogin. Anunogin sounds like a Minuk. And maybe Mikra Adin, the Ravid would have viewed the Rambam, the Yis is only Bekar Achas. But the Minuk is to Aser even B'Shulchan Echad. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sifav, that the Mashmalus of the Ravid is that it's only Misha Minuk, and not Me'ikr Hadin. Even though we'll see a little bit later that the Ravid and Bali Nefesh does not sound that way, the Ravid and Bali Nefesh sounds like it really is Medina. And that's the Ravid in Hilchas Tumas Ochlim as well. The Ravid in Hilchas Tumas Ochlim, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yiralas. So the Rama writes there, Hatame Vatar Yachta Mipi Shmuel Lamdu, Shatame Vatar Ochle Mekar Achas, that a Tame and a Tahar may eat together on the same plate, Avalo Yachal Abala Mishta Bakara, Kishate Nida, Le Yishta Ima, etc. Says the Ravid, Anu Omrim Afilo Shulchan Achad B'Mapa Achas Aser. So here, there's no lashon of minug. It's not like the Ravid we saw in Hilchos Yisurei B of Anunogin. Here, the Ravid just writes straight, Anu Omrim Afilo Shulchan Echad, B'Mapa Achas is Asher. That's what Rav
Avadia points out, that this Ravid seems clear that it's not only Misha Minhaga, but it's Asher Me'ikr Hadid. Okay, so far we saw the Rambam that the Isser is only Bekar Achas. We saw the Rashba and the Ravi that extended to Shulchan Achad. The Rashba pretty clear that it's Mikra Din, and different Mashmoyos and the Ravi in different places, whether it's Mishum Minog or Mishum or Mikra Din. Okay. And then you have the middle position of the Rush. The Rush is in Perek Aleph of Shabbos, Simen Lamed Beis. Perek Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis. The Rush assumes that Mikra Din, there is an Isser of Shulchan Echad, but the Isser of Shulchan Echad only applied to the Shulchan Shebi Mehem, the Shulchan of the time of the Gemara, which was a smaller table than our tables. You know, the Shulchan of Arvei Psachim, where you remove the Shulchan Kedeshi Yishalu Atinokos Lel HaSeder, And Tosa points out over there that that was then, but nowadays our tables are a lot bigger and you can't move them easily anymore. And the Ritva says that's why we have a, Tosa writes, so that's why we move the Seder plate, because we can't move the table. The Ritva writes in his Haggadah that that's why we have a Seder plate. Because it used to be everything was on the table and you just move the table. Now that we don't have small tables anymore, so we, the reason we have a Seder plate is to put everything on it so it could easily be removed. But either way, the Rosh says that the Ikra Din, the Isser Shulchan Echad, only applied to a Shulchan Shebimeyam, a Shulchan at the time of the Tanaim Amarim, which was a smaller table and more intimate. However, the Rosh says nowadays, the minhag is to require a heker between husband and wife, even on the same table. In the Ikra Din, there shouldn't be any iser in a big table, but the minhag is to be machmir, and he has to require a heker. And that's what he writes in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh as well, that tov lasos heker. It is preferable to make a heker. Okay, so that's there was no reference in the other Rishonim we saw till now of a heker, even though if the comparison is to Ofer Gevinim B'Shulchan Echad, then you might expect that the same heker that would work in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov may work in Hilchos Nida as well. So again, the Rosh holds that in the Ikra Din there shouldn't be any Isser Bizmanenu because our tables are big. But the minhag is to be machmir and to require a heker. The Ritva in Shabbos writes as follows: the Ritva on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Dibra Maskil Ha Ditnan. Yud Gimel and Aleph, Dibra Maskil Ha Ditnan. The Ritva writes as follows. That the one sheet is, that's what we saw in the Rambam, that it's only us in the same plate. Afilu kol echad bekara shelo. He thinks, no, that the Isser should not be limited to Shulchan Echad. It should apply to, sorry, it shouldn't be limited to Karachas. It should apply to Shulchan Echad as well. The Ashav Nagu Lachol B'Shulchan Echad. The Yesh Omrim de B'Shulchanos Shalahem Shayu Kitanos Hud Asu. V'kol Hecha De'ika Banav V'Bnei Beso Vadai Shari, that the Isser was only in their tables, which are smaller. But where there are other people at the table, it's Mutter. Ubasar Gvina Nami, Hechad Ika Shino is Shari, Kedamashra Le'el Ksas, V'chein Nagu. So the Ritva here as well notes the possibility of a distinction between the Shulchan Shalahem and the Shulchan Shalanu, that he says that even in our Shulchanos, or in our Shulchanos, where there are other people present, then that's considered a Shinoi, and that is going to be Mutter. So the Tor writes that in our Shulchanos, the requirement of Heker is Me'ikur Adin, not just Mishum and Haga. And the Rashi was clear that it's Mishum and Haga, and the Torah presents it as Me'ikur Adin. So Rav Avadia explains why is the Torah departing from what his father wrote. So Rav Avadia, page Kuf Yud Gimel, says that you have to explain for the Torah that he understood in the Rosh that where is Heker, not necessarily Mikra Din, that's where other people are present, like we saw in the Ritva. But if no one else is there, then you require a Heker, Mikra Din. So the Torah would have understood in the Rosh that if there are other people there, then there's still a need for heker, mishum, and haga. And if there are no other people, then you need a heker, me'ikir, hadim. So the psak of the mechaber, v'sil v'yishulchan aruch in Sif Gimel, is as follows. Lo yochal ima al shulchan, al imkein yeshum shinoi. So you're only allowed to eat at the same table if there's a shinoi. Sheyashum davar mafsik, ben ka'ara shalom, le ka'ara shalom. There has to be something separating them. Lechem o kankan. Oh, sheyochal b'mafa shalom. Either you have a heker between their plates, or everyone's eating at a separate tablecloth with a separate mappa. That's what the Mechaber writes here in Sif Gimel. So Rav Avadia wonders, one second, the Klali Apsak of the Beis Yosef in general is that the Beis Yosef follows the majority of Rif, Ram, and Rush. So that's not going out over here. Here, the Ram and Paskins, there's only an Isser, the Kara Achas, there's no Isser B'Shulchan Achad at all. And the Rush, Paskins, and the Ikar Adin, there's only an Isser of Shulchan Echad, the Shulchan Shel's Maneim. But nowadays, it's only Mishum Minhaga. And the Mechaber paskins that, no, there's an Isser of Shulchan Echad, Mi'ikar Adin, without a Heker. The Rav Avadia points out that even what the Mechaber writes may still be Mishum Minhaga. The Lashon of Beis Yosef is the Chei Naho Galma. The Beis Yosef may hold that Mi'ikar Adin, Shulchan Shel Zmanenu may not be Aser, because according to the Rambam, Shulchan Echad is never Aser. According to the Rosh, the Iser is only B'mehem. But there was still a Minog to be Machmer on Shulchan Echad Shalanu. And that's what's reflected in the Psak of the Mechaber, not Mikra Din, but Mishum Minhaga. Okay. Now the Ravid. The Ravid writes as follows in the beginning of Shar HaPrisha. The Ami Rabusa Nida Koyime Tumasa Sura Lemechel Al Pasura de Gavra. So Anida, the Maid Tumasa is not allowed to eat at the table of her husband. The Tanan lo yechol zav mezava. Why? The Alpha Pish Eina Tam Mefurash Mikan Lesser Osa Me'al Shulchan. Ki yesh lomar im mezava dekam rekarachas. So from the Mishnah, you don't necessarily know to Aser Shulchan Echad. All you know is that maybe Karachas is Aser, but Shulchan Echad perhaps should be Mutter. So how do we know to ask for even Shulchan Echad? The Imtamer Menesha Hishvah B'Gemara Inyan Aliyah Sa'ofag Vina Shulchan Echad Inyan Nida. So maybe you'll say it's because of the Gemara's comparison of the Isser Ha'alav Ofag Vina to the Isser of Mita Achas by Ishta Nida. Ma Hasam Kol Shulchan Esser Alav Afacha Kol Shulchan Esser Alav. So just as there's an Isser Shulchan Echad by Basar Chalav, there should be an Isser Shulchan Echad by Ishta Nid as well. Ein Zedom Lezet. The Ravid says, not necessarily. Shelo Hishvu Inyan Ha'ov Agvina Lenida Elo Le'inyan Shelo Tishin Imo Mita B'Begadel. The whole reason the Gemara invoked the Isser of Ha'Allah was because of the din of Hu B'Begda V'Hi B'Begda B'Mita Achas. Ki Kishayim Shal Shulchan Azmanu L'Achila Kacha Mita Azmanu L'Tashmish. U'Kamo She'Gazir B'Basar V'Gvina Aliyah Atu Achila. So just as there's an Isser Halah by Basar V'Chalav, lest you come to eat it, so too, is there an Isser Halah, so to speak, B'mita Achas, B'bigda, lest you come to Tashmish. So the Gemara never invoked Shulchan Echad, the Isser Halah by Basar V'Chalav, by Ofag Vina, to tell you a din of Shulchan Echad by Nida. The Gemara only invoked it as a comparison to Mita Achas. So, if so, what is the source for assering Shulchan Echad by Ishta Nida? The Mishnah of Zav Zava maybe is only talking about Karachas, and then Mardafid Gimel is only invoking the Isser Halah Basar the chalav ofavina in the context of mitachas. So what's the source to aser shulchan echad beishtanida? Says the Ravid. And by the way, you see from here, this is what we alluded to before, that the Ravid in the presentation in the Bali Nefesh also is assuming the Isser Shulchan Echad is Me'ikar Adin and not Misha Minna. That's his presentation. How do we know that it's Usser? He says, Aval Chila Sanida in Baila al Shulchan Echad, Shafilu Bekar Achas, Eina Alexeris Aragami Ayinlan Lesser. So if it's only Misha Hergal Avera, what's the source for Assering? Ella, sheish lismach has devrei mi masha amru bichitzona, kayotze bo lo yochal zav parush im zav ama aretz. No, so it's the previous din of the Mishnah that the other din the Gemara there has that a zav who's a parish, a zav who's nizer bat tumah v'tara shouldn't eat together with the zav who's an ama aretz. Shema yachil an dvarin tameim lest he come to feed him non-kosher. Acceptable food. Varmina dvarim tameim slaka daitach. Ela'ema dvarim she'enim esukanim. He may feed him food that a chaver wouldn't eat. So there, hasam vade yoshochen echanami yasser, dumi de ofu gvina, dikalim igzabe, aliyah ato achila. So there, if we're talking about an isser of ama aretz parish with ama aretz, a zav parish with the zav ama aretz, that he may come to eat, feed him, dvarim she'enim misukanim, that's clearly talking about shulchan echad. So we're talking about a concern of mixing up food. The issur is al shulchan echad. And it says, chayosei bo. The Gemara compares the issur of zav zava to the issur of zav parash and zav amaretz. So zav parash amaretz is asur b'shulchan echad. So too, a zav zava should be asur b'shulchan echad as well. Miu ischazi lan sheim hifrisha mapa acheres yatsma afa pishai sochelas hashulchan butter dika keruler arachaka halchinag al manavi the basur gvina. But if that's true, he says that a heker should work, a separate tablecloth should work, just as we're makel on that for basar the chalav. Okay, so according to the Ravid, the source for the Isser Shulchan Echad is not the Isser Halav Basar B'Chalav of Ofu Gvina, but rather it's comparison to a Zav Parish with a Zav Amaretz that they shouldn't eat together. Okay, and the Gon in Sifkat and Zayin seems to assume like what the Ravid rejects. Because he just quotes, Midimidami b'gemar sham lebasar gvina. The Yisra Shulchan Echad is because of the comparison of the Gemara to basar gvina. So he assumes that, no, the Gemara was invoking the Isser Halav wasn't just in the context of, wasn't just to tell you the din of Mita Achas Hu Bigda Vahiva Bigda, but it's also telling you that there's a parallel Isser Halav or Isser Shulchan Echad by Ishta Nida as we have by Of Ugvina. Okay. The Sidrei Tara in Sifkat and Zayin raises that according to the Rosh, the Isser of Shulchan Echad is not Atu Karachas. It means you might have said that the reason that the Ikar Adin, that which is really Asir, is Karachas. And we're machmir on Shulchan Echad, lest you come to Karachas. It's Shulchan b'meyem, the small table that was like Karachas. And we're machmir on our Shulchan, even though it's big, lest you come to eat from the same dish. The Siddur Torah says that's not Pshat Midrash. For the reason we Aser Shulchan Echad
is because that it, in and of itself is considered to be Derech Chiba. I'm sorry. I misspoke slightly. What the Siddur Torah says is that you might have said, according to the Rush, that even the Iser Shulchan Echad Yimeyim, even the small table, is only Aser Atu Karachas, that the Ikra Din Iser is Karachas. And the small table, Bimea Gemara, that's Aser lest you come to Karachas. So the Siddur Torah says, no, that the small table, Bimea Gemara, is Aser because that intrinsically is Darachiba. That's like Karachas, it's not Atu Karachas. And therefore, when it came to a Shulchan Echa Bimeyem, the small table, it would be Aser even with a Heker. Because if it's intrinsically Derechiba, a Heker doesn't help, just like a Heker doesn't help to allow eating Bekar Achas. And it's only our tables that are bigger where a Heker helps, because there is not so much Derechiba, because it's a bigger table. And for that reason, says the Siddur Torah, that's why, as we saw in the Ritva, you wouldn't need a Heker if there are other people eating at the table. Again, the Shulchan Echa Bimeyem, that's inherently Derechiba, and a Heker won't help. Nowadays, we ask even the big tables, but that's less Derechiba, so a Heker will help. And if there are other people eating at the table, there's not going to be any Chiba, so then you don't need a separate Heker.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
What about a sitting by chairs? Like, you don't have a table, you have a couple chairs. Sitting outside and there's just two chairs sitting outside, like the lawn chairs.
I don't think there's any. Then you and your wife are both sitting on two chairs next to each other. I don't think there's any issue there.
Let's say there's a bag, a snack bag.
So a snack bag is the next topic of whether that's Karachas. So we'll get there.
Okay.
But sitting on two chairs at a table, I don't believe there's any problem. If it's a regular setup of two chairs next to each other in whatever random formation.
Or if one person's at a table and one person's at like on a couch.
If one person's at a table, one person at a couch, so they're not next to each other.
Okay.
And the issue is that they're eating from a common place. So Karachal Shulchan Achal, they're eating from the same table. If one person at the table, the other person's on a couch, there's no shaykhus. Okay, so the Birkei Yosef writes as follows in the side of Shulchan Aruch. Im al Shulchan Echad, u'b'Shulchan Gadol in kol b'nei abayis, yesh omrin d'v'chol gav nishari v'chei naku. That if you're sitting at a big table and there are other family members present, yesh omrin, that you don't even need a heker, and that's going to be mutter. And that's where the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Masas Binyamin in Sivkatan Hay. I am the Tshuva's Masas Binyamin, Simon Kufi Beis. That's the last Tshuva in Tshuva's Masas Binyamin. So Kasav, the Afil Nikar Achas Shari Lecho in Gamine Abayis Ochlim Yimahem Nikarazu. So he's Matir, even eating from the same plate, if there are other family members there eating. Dein Luchahasa Gadam Yizat. When you come welcome, Rabbim Hema Machnirim Shalalech on Nikar Achas Afilam and Abayas, when the Dina and Lesser, when Imsa Isser the Bar Bishim Duchta, Acha Machnirim Yafa Osim Isser Chamur. So, Summer Makel, he says, it sounds like in principle you can be Makel even the Kar Achas if there are other family members eating from that Kara, but it's advisable to be Machnir. Says the Pesach Shuva, when he cited the Dafka Shulchan Echad Yesh Makom Lahati Rezeh, Afim Gam Kishi Torah That's like Shirei Machal. Fine. So the goes even further to suggest a kula if there are other B'nai Bayis present eating from the same car to be Matar Karachas. Excuse me. Pilchei Teshuva said that's going too far. But Shulchan Achad, that we would be Mekalan if there are other B'nai Bayis eating there. And again, that's what we saw earlier in the Ritva. I don't believe that the Ritva on Shabbos was printed at the time of the Masas Binyamin. I think it's printed relatively late. So they probably didn't see the Ritva there, if I'm not mistaken. But that's what the Ritva says, that if there are other people present at the same table, then there's no need for a hacker. But other Rishonim do discuss this as well. The Ra'ah, in the Bedek HaBayis and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Ra'ah assumes that the heter of other people at the same table is only if the other people are sitting between the husband and wife. The husband and wife are sitting next to each other at one end of the table, and there are other family members around the table in other directions. That's not going to help. It's not enough to have other people at the table, but you have to have someone sitting between the husband and wife. And the Rashba in the Mishmar Sabayis is skeptical about even that. He says, what do you gain? That if, what's a heker, just because there are other people there, the other people don't know that she's a Nida, so what are they going to stop? I mean, if we're worried that there may come to be some kirva between husband and wife, then what good does it make that there are other people at the table? The other people don't know that she's a Nida per se anyway. So the Deborah Senior suggests, Chelik Beis Simon Samach Dalet, Chelik Beis Simon Samach Dalet, that maybe this depends on what we began with last time. Machlok is the Rabban and the Rabiyah. What is the reason for Harchokos in general? Are we concerned about violating the Issa B'Shogeg? Or are we concerned about violating an Isser B'mezit? Right, that my focus whether Mikra Din, are Harchakos applicable after Shiva Nikiyam, let's say, the Leil Tzila? Are we concerned about an Isser Mezit? Are we concerned about an Isser Shogeg? So if we're worried that they may come to forget themselves the Shogeg, so then, what? If or were they going to forget themselves, B'shogeg, so what does it help that other people are sitting there? The other people don't know that she's Anita. But if you're worried that they're going to violate something that they did,
sorry, Rabbi, might it be
the other way,
similar to the actual hacker if they're alone, that like they realize that other people there are sort of like a simon, and that might stop them from being over B'shogeg?
Yes, say it again. How it go?
That the other people there are sort of like a simon that they can recognize in order to remember and not be over B'shogeg.
So even if the other people don't know that she's Anita, the fact that they are there is going to remind them not to violate anything B'shogeg?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm just trying to pull up the Tshuva of the Deborah Tziner. Okay, here we go. Chelag Bays. Simmons, not that way. Okay. Alti mizugim seirim shadarkam lechol etzel avia shabbos achav etzel other shabbos achav. So a newlywed couple that they eat by the parents every week, and they sit next to each other. So what should they do when she's a nida? They said they should never sit next to each other because that way they'll always need a heker. But if they're opposite each other, then you don't need a heker. Okay, so where does he say what we're looking for? Here we go. The nearly of Gimel. Well, how's Rabbi Yeah, Tolly Bays Day of Salem? Hine Ravia, Cholig Alfakena Ravan, Shapasak, the Akash Abu Zainaki, and Bruya Lipo Mutrima, Dane Lachish Lergal Vera, Dim Yala Libo Vadover Acher, Yali Vena, the Nefta, Rabbi Acholic Alama Od, the Kasav, he's wrong, Nifirle. Fine. So he says, Adi Yishlomar, Shari, So if you hold that if there are other people eating on the table, you don't need a hecker, that's because the concern is that if they're going to eat at the same table, there's going to be chiba. And he may forget that she's Anida, the Yavola Bishoge. So that's only going to be true if they could have Tashmish right away. And that's only if they're eating on their own. But if they're eating with other people, then they can't just excuse themselves in the middle of the meal. And we're not worried that they're going to do something amazing later. But the day that Aser is, even if other people are there, that's like the Ravan, that we're worried about Yitzhak Tokfo. And Yitzhak Tokfo could be a concern even later.
Okay. So that's his analysis. Lameisa, Rav Avadia, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky are make a lechachila to not require a hacker if there are other people present at the table, and that's Rabbi Willig's psak. Rabbi Eider and the Badei Shulchan think that you should be machmir lechachila to still require a hacker even if other people are present, but they acknowledge that there's what to rely on if you need to be mako, especially given that according to the Rambam, there's no Yisr Shulchan Echad at all. According to the Rush, Mikra Dinya need a Hekir B'Shulchan Gadol. Okay. And then you have Rabbi Karp and Rabbi Morgenstern, according from Rav Yashiv, that you should be Machmir L'Chachila, but if there's someone sitting between husband and wife, then you could be makel to have a more minimalist heker than usual. Okay, so three possibilities in Achronim. Either we're makel across the board, or we are machmir l'chachila across the board, or we're machmir, but if someone's sitting between you, then we're makel to rely on a heker kosher. Okay. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucham that if you change your seat, then that's considered a heker. Meaning if the husband always sits at the head of the table and then he sits in a different chair, kisha ishto nida, then there's no need for a separate heker. So that Rabbeinu Yerucham is not quoted lalacha in Shulchan Aruch. But the Sidrei Tara does mention it. So both Rabbi Eider and Rav Avadia and Rabbi Morgenstern quote this Rabbeinu Yerucham lehalacha, that you could rely on it. Although the Suga B'Shoshanim says that the minhag is not to rely on it. Okay. Ba'al Yeshulchan Sifkatan Mem Aleph and Rabbi Eider both quote from the Darkei Tshuva that a heker has to have a certain height. Just as we have in Hilchos Basar V'Cholov, the Darkei Moshe writes in Siman Peches in Yerodea, Ksas Gavoa Kigod Menorah V'Kankan. It has to be a little bit high, have some height, like a menorah or a jug. And that's what the Suga B'Shoshanim says. It has to have some height, so using a ring would not be sufficient for a heker. That's what Rabbi Morgenstern writes as well. Although Rav Vosner in Shir Yeshevet Levi says that the minhag is to be makel even for to use a more minimalist heker. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that both of them need to know that the heker is there. If one spouse puts down a heker and the other doesn't realize that that's a heker, that doesn't accomplish the purpose of having a heker. Finally, the Suga B'Shoshanim writes Perakei Sif Aleph. Where'd it go? Okay, so he writes that if husband and wife are drinking together, but they're not eating, sarach ian, if you need a heker. What's it sarach ian? So he notes here in the footnote that the Rishon and the Achronim don't really discuss this halacha. Everyone talks about eating. What about drinking? So maybe you shouldn't need a heker for drinking, because the reasons don't apply. Number one, eating together creates chiba. Number two, we're worried that you may come to eat bikara achas. So according to both of those reasons, heker doesn't help. So why do we assume heker helps? It helps that you shouldn't come to eat Bekara Achas. But so what does that mean to see it? That you shouldn't come to eat from, that you shouldn't come to drink from the same cup? So you can't drink from the same cup at the same time. Rabbi Meir points out that you can't. There's something called the straw. So then the concern should still apply. Sefer Manig writes, Shtiyas B'chalal Achila. It sounds like the Isser of Kara Achas and the need for Heker should apply if for drinking as well, not just for eating.
Okay, so we'll stop here. And next time, we'll talk more about Karachas and the Taz about serving portions, and then go on to Shirei Machal and Shirei Hakos.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
It's not a Nita question. I'm just curious. Are the Kela Mikvahs in Passaic, are they still open?
There's only one. As far as I know, it is still open. And the guidelines that have been publicized from Rabbi Willig and others are that if only one person goes in at a time and uses latex gloves and cleans up before and after themselves, there isn't much of a concern of contagion.
I'm just curious, is there room for to say maybe like there's room to say that a person could be putzer in a situation where they can't, like, for example, I'm not saying there's, I know several different out-of-town communities that have closed their Kela Mikvahs.
St. Louis, one of them?
St. Louis is one of them.
Really?
Houston's another one. There's a bunch of them. Baltimore is another one. They all close their Kela Mikvahs based on the Psak of the Rabbanan.
Yeah, Farallon just closed their Kela Mikvah also.
Who did?
Farallon, New Jersey.
Really?
Hmm? That was the email that I got from the show this morning, at least.
Yeah, so there are, meaning there are, I was listening, there's a conference call on Sunday that Rav Usher held with the Rabbanim in America. He spoke about this a little, Rav Schefter spoke about this a little. There are, where it's impossible to be Tovel Kalim, there are Tzirufim. You know, number one, Rav Schefter anyway holds that you shouldn't make a bracha on most dual kalim situations because it's at least a suffix what the bylaws of a corporation is. So potentially being mitzareif, that dual kalim may only be the rabbanon, and maybe if you buy something from a corporation, it's not really mukhiv in dual kalim, and you could be sochet to a nachri, you could sell it to a nachri. There are there are tzirufim to deal with it, but I wasn't aware that Kela Mikvahs are actually closing.
Yeah, a lot of them, unfortunately, in out-of-town places have closed.
So then the other related question is, like, certain things that we generally avoid doing Haggalah on, even though Mikra Din Haggalah is permissible for Pesach. So is it better, if you're stuck and can't be Tovel Nukli, is it better to be Magil something that you wouldn't normally be Magil before Pesach? So I think the specifics of every situation need to be discussed with the Rav.
Right.
But in generalities, if it's impossible to be Tovel Kalim, there are kulas that could be entertained.
Did Rav Usher say similar in Svar to Rav Schefter, or that's Rav Schefter Shita, the bias aspect?
No, he mentioned that as a Tziruf.
Oh, a Tziruf, okay.
But you know, Rav Schefter was saying that you know, there are ways of being Socher to an Achri that could get out of it.
Wow.
Any specific situation you should probably discuss what is it that needs to be Toveled, and meaning if it's something, if it's an appliance, and maybe even with Cyrus the Shev Yaakov, Mukhab al-Karka, which we don't usually rely on, but you can throw that into the mix. And then figure out whether it might be better, depending on what the appliance is, if it is kasherable, to use a kasherable chametically that you could kasher for Pesach rather than something new that would need to be toveled.
Wow. Okay.
What's on your tefillah docket there?
No, I personally know, but a lot of people here are making Pesach for the first time. So these shilas are coming up fast and furious.
Yes, that is definitely true.